Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. I'm Broadway stars James Marino. Matt is off at a critic's invite of the 2016 remake of Ghostbusters and left me here with you. So if you're not happy, this is his fault, and I know I'm just a hack, but the show must go on. Part of my job at Broadway Stars is to evaluate the thousands of links sent to us each day and determine if it is interesting or relevant to Broadway Stars readers. We curate the best, or what we think are the best, theater stories of the moment. What I hope to do in today's show is to talk about a number of articles online that I found interesting. If you find them interesting too, you can go to BroadwayRadio.com. There will be a link with the show notes so that you can read the full article as well. Just a warning, I'm a sucker for lists. In today's headlines, you know how summer in New York is, everybody's got a festival going on? Well, one of the best one out there, the Nymph Festival, is just about starting up. And Adam Feldman, one of our good friends over at Time Out New York, has put together the 10 best Nymph shows to see at the 2016 New York Musical Festival. I'm not going to tell you which 10 Adam says to go see, but I will give you the intro of his story. It says, the New York Musical Theater Festival officially begins today, which means that thousands of nymphomaniacs will soon be swarming into Midtown theaters in the hope of discovering the next big musical theater things. This year's Nymph includes 18 full productions, each running for 5 or 6 performances, as well as readings, concerts, and other events. So go check out that list that Adam has put together. Over at Broadway Black, they have a story, 5 Things We Learned from Cynthia Erivo by Jasmine Harper Davis. So Cynthia Erivo did a 30-minute interview with Laura Haywood, Broadway Girl NYC, otherwise known as. And she talked about it from everything from the state of the United States to workouts to Fantasia. So there's a great number of things there, plus a 30-minute interview that you can watch a YouTube video. So we'll have a link to the Broadway Black story and video at Broadway Radio. On Monday's show, we talked briefly about the passing of John McMartin, and somebody forwarded me the article today from American Theater Magazine that was written by Hal Prince, put together a really wonderful piece about his 50-year-plus friendship with John McMartin. And if you're a fan of Hal Prince and John McMartin, I would get over and read that as well. A brief update about yesterday's podcast. We talked about the reviews from Oslo, and at the time of the recording, only a few of them had come out, but the rest of them have come out, and it looks like it is the hit of the summer. So if you want to get the review roundup of Oslo, that'll be in the show notes as well. Speaking of hits, the good folks over at GoldDerby.com are handicapping the upcoming Emmy Awards, and they talk about, will Audra McDonald follow Tony Wynn with an Emmy Award? And of course, they're talking about the Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill television performance from HBO. And so the nominations for the Emmy Awards are coming up this Thursday morning, July 14th at 11:30 a.m. New York City time. That's 8:30 a.m. West Coast time. It's funny how they do the Emmy nominations late enough so that the West Coast time can listen to it rather than being at 5 in the morning. The award ceremonies are coming up on Sunday, September 18th. So if you want to take a look and see how they're handicapping Audra's race, get over to goldderby.com. In this next story, if you're a Shakespeare fan, Shakespeare's Globe, which is an amazing company over in the UK, is bringing a number of the projects to the United States, and in fact around the world, but the United States is one of the stops. And one of the amazing things is going to be The Merchant of Venice, starring Jonathan Pryce, is going to be playing limited engagements in New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. So we are looking at Lincoln Center Festival on Wednesday the 20th through Sunday the July 24th. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts is Wednesday the 27th to the Saturday the 30th of July. Chicago Shakes is Tuesday the 9th through Sunday the 14th of August. And then if you miss those, you can get over to the Guangzhou Opera House in China on Sunday the 2nd through the 4th of September, and a bunch of other things. But we'll have links to that in the show notes so you can check that out. Another popular thing that the Globe is bringing is the Globe on Screen series, which is going to bring United States screenings of their productions of Measure for Measure, The Merchant of Venice, and Richard II. They're going to be shown on movie theaters from August through October 2016. And you're going to have to go to their website to check out when the local screenings are happening near you. But it's easy to find at globeonscreen.com. That's G-L-O-B-E on screen, S-C-R-E-E-N.com. We'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. Finally, the Shakespeare's Globe partnered with the Los Angeles Philharmonic for Shakespeare at the Bowl on Tuesday, August 30th at 8 p.m. and Thursday, September 1st at 8 p.m. at the historic Hollywood Bowl. The event will be featuring scenes from Shakespeare's plays performed by actors from Shakespeare's Globe and the music inspired of the plays. In some casting news, Jason Denealy is going to join the cast of Williamstown Theater Festival's An American Daughter. Evan Cabinet directs the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award winner Wendy Wasserstein's 1997 play about the cost one woman pays when she dares to have it all. In other news, Tony Award winner Billy Porter is jumping from one side of the lights to the other, where he was going to helm the Huntington Theater Company's production of Top Dog Underdog in 2017. Porter is currently performing on Broadway in Wolf's production of Shuffle Along or The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and all that followed. And Top Dog Underdog will perform at Huntington on March 10th through April 9th, 2017 at the BU Theater, the Avenue of the Arts. And although we tried to make it through one whole episode without mentioning the Hamilton, Gordon Cox, who is the legit editor over at Variety, he wrote an article today that outlines the four different times that he saw Hamilton. And the article is titled, What I Learned from Watching Hamilton Four Different Times. And the four times are the Off-Broadway Public Theater's production on February 17, 2015. He went to the Broadway opening on August 6, 2015. In May 2016, he went to one of the $10 student matinees with the New York City students. And then he finally went last Saturday evening, July 9th, which was the last performance of Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., and Philippa Sue. So the interesting part about this is not that we should all be jealous of Gordon, although we should be, but that he talks about the way he felt about what was happening with Hamilton and the buzz in the community and his other thoughts about the production and how it impacted the cultural feeling of Broadway. So it's a fun read, so get over and check that out. Finally, our good friends over at NewYork.com and Amy Sapp, she is the best, just the absolute best. And I say this because she wrote an article called Now Playing, Five Sensational Broadway Podcasts. And we're really honored to be included in this list because these are all five shows or four other shows that we are just amazed to be included with, including The Ensemblist, the Theater People podcast, Broadway Billet, and Maximu's New York City Theater podcast. So thanks so much to Amy Sapp and the folks over at NewYork.com. And Matt will be with you tomorrow as I am headed off to see Oslo. And I will return with Matt on the show on Friday.